Hey there, this is KYW's Dave Uram, your Philadelphia Eagles host the Houston Texans Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field in what is essentially another must-win game for them if they're going to make the playoffs. I talked to the Hall of Famer Ray Dittinger on Friday morning to preview the game. Hey Ray, good morning. What matchup stands out to you as most crucial in this game? The Eagles' offensive line protecting Nick Foles against that defensive front of J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney, or the defense keeping playmakers like Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, and Lamar Miller at bat?
That's a real good question. I think you could stack them however you want to stack them. I would say blocking the pass rush of the Texans is number one to me. It's very hard to beat that team if you don't block Clowney and Watt, and that's really where their defense starts, because the rest of their defense, the linebackers and defensive backs, to me are just kind of average. If you can block the defensive line, if you can keep Watt and Clowney and Merciless off quarterback and give him time to set up in the pocket, he's going to find open receivers. And you saw last week against the Rams that when Nick Foles has time, he can scan the field, he sees the field really well, and he'll find the open man and he'll get him the football. But it has to start with blocking that pass rush, and they're really good. I mean, J.J. Watt has had some injury issues over recent years, but he's been healthy and he's played well this year, and 14.5 sacks, I think, kind of starts there.
And to follow up on that, you know, media and fans are always screaming for the Eagles to run the ball. And they win when they do. All their games that they've won, they've been successful at a balanced offense. But Houston's run defense is fourth in the NFL. Their passing defense is 26th. And you also got that offense, the defensive line that we've mentioned. So what should the Eagles' game plan be against that defense?
I still think the running game has to be a big component of it, because one of the ways that you can slow down that rush is if you run the ball and make them respect the fact that you're willing to run the ball. And the Eagles' offensive line has had some success running against good, stout fronts. So, look, I don't expect it to be that they're going to run the ball more than throw it, and they probably shouldn't. But I think the idea that they have to have some balance in the offense is, I think that's a good idea every week. If you have something close to 55-45 kind of balance there, if you get into a situation in a game against pass rushers who are this good and you throw the ball 40-45 times and run it 15, you're actually playing into their hands. So the running game, regardless of the opponent, the running game is important, and that's true this week too.
And what's the number one key for the Eagles to win this game, and what's your prediction?
Well, I think you have to block their pass rush, as we said, but on the other side of it is containing Deshaun Watson, not letting him hurt you with the run and play outside the pocket, and finding a way to slow down DeAndre Hopkins. Now, I don't know exactly what his physical condition is. He injured himself in last week's game against the Jets, and there were reports of him being somewhat limited at practice this week with a sprained ankle. So I don't know how close to 100% he's going to be, but he's the key to their offense, really. I mean, the relationship between when Watson throws the ball, he really only looks to one guy, and that's Hopkins. So the Eagles have to, I know they're going to double cover him, but everybody double covers him. He's still got 94 catches. So being able to pressure Watson and find some coverage, some kind of bracket coverage that slows down Hopkins on the other end, that's the key to the Eagles' defense. And, you know, I really thought that the Eagles really kind of turned a corner with the game against the Rams. I mean, that was a big win, unexpected in the minds of most people. And I think this team responded positively to Nick Foles at quarterback. So there's an awful lot on the line, but I like the Eagles at home this week. I think it's going to be close, because both of these teams tend to play close games. I think it's going to be close, but I like the Eagles to pull it out 23-20.
Eagles 23-20, and because it's also important, what do you think is going to happen in that Vikings-Lions game?
Well, I know the Eagles fans are going to be rooting like crazy for the Lions, but the Lions are not very good, and they don't have much to play for right now, and the Vikings have a lot to play for right now. So even though the game's in Detroit, I like the Vikings to stay alive for another week.
All right, and that means that it's going to come down to that last week probably if the Eagles can pull off this victory against the Texans. Thank you as always for the time, Ray. Enjoy your weekend, and I look forward to our conversation next week.
I do too. Take care, David.
And you can hear Ray Dittinger the last weekday morning leading up to an Eagles game on KYW News Radio, and the first one after an Eagles game. His time's at 8:15. You can always tune in with the radio.com app, or you can check out his podcast, which is what you're doing right now at KYWNewsRadio.com.